Me brama. Fadum near Mobo, Tremme Quine. Mammy fa do ni jiddy, mini wachi. Many jim ni mamanimu, mammy yakum. Me brea, mammy honyo, o cookum. Amen. Let us pray. Mammy quaji. Kuruane so na baboni dia chama senina ye meshirani amenina se Every seven, Jesus, Lord, Meshirani. I will bless your name all the time, oh God. I will testify of your goodness, oh Lord. All that you have been doing for me and my family and my church. May you lift it up today, oh God. As you mess in the name of the Lord to the ends of the world. As you speak of his name in the name of Jesus. Oh, Meshirani. Somebody is going to sing this song. Oh, Memanikwa. Because there's a testimony coming for you. And dance your video class over. Many welcome that to me as a reality and one yam. I said by the end of the week, you will sing this song to glorify the name of the Lord. Meshirani. Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful morning, a day, oh God, that your presence is being felt mightily, a day, oh God, that you have given us, oh God, the power, the strength, the energy that comes from your presence. A day, oh God, that you have made, oh God, and you have given us the opportunity to enjoy, oh God, the benefits of your presence. We say we thank you. We say we glorify your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I commit myself unto your hands, oh Lord, even as I speak to your children. Use me as an empty vessel, oh God, and propel your words, oh God, to the hearts of your people. in the name of Jesus. Let every word that comes out of my mouth, O God, and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto thee, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 Yes, it's a wonderful day. It's a joyful day. It's a good day. Hallelujah. It's a good day. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, a good day. Natiemka. Amen. Woman in here, cash up, catch them in a mamma, cash up, hallelujah. Missy, it's a good day, Titiamu, amen. Hallelujah. It's a good day. Yes, Lord. Our theme for today, given to us, is a cheerful giver shines. Hallelujah. A cheerful giver shines. That's why I said it's a good day, because you're going to shine. The church is going to shine. Our children are going to shine. The groups are going to shine. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Samuel L. Jackson is one of my favorite actors in America. Many Jinuhubibri, because of one movie that he did, and the movie was called Coach Carter, where he gathered some homeless boys and transformed them into a very formidable basketball team that changed their lives. I loved that movie so much, and since then, since I watched that movie, he's been one of my favorite actors, because that movie touched my heart, that irrespective of the situation of the child, their destinies can be transformed, hallelujah, to the glory of the Lord. Because of that, I kind of follow him a little bit. His son, yeah. Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson movie now. Yeah, NET. Yeah, me need in a chikakra. Na adia ba kwa oye commercial bi. As a commercial no, eh me de pa. Eh Capital One for commercial. Osi den, what's in your wallet? Hallelujah. Capital One, I know. Omo. Omo mails almost send the brew, I know at it team, but means how commercial and the mean one yachi. Because of Samuel L. Jackson. What's in your wallet? Hallelujah. And it's an amusement baby sir. What's in your wallet? I don't go for that. What's wallet in the room? Cash and kwa, hallelujah. What's in your wallet? Yes. If you have something in your wallet, then it means you have to do something. You have to give. And if you give, you will shine. Hallelujah. What's in your wallet? Hallelujah. Why? What's in your wallet? What's in your wallet? Amen. Yeah, my minimum, they almost say, and kind of wallet, Tom friend, pocketbook. And my minimum can say, pocketbook. What's in your pocketbook? What's in your purse? Hallelujah. Your kind of answer, even if it's on the credit card, there's money on it. Hallelujah. The Bible mentions prayer 289 times. The Bible mentions love 363 times, but the Bible mentions giving 1,043 times. Giving 1,043 times. This is an indication that God is so interested in your giving. Hallelujah. w'ekyerese onyame eniku woma ho. Hallelujah. Yasem ne se de oma firi akoma mu no oyeden wohyren esan se onyame abopo bi se opese wohyren ni nti no waka wana semu bebre se ewose woma. He has put a lot of emphasis on giving. Adentina onyankopon ye ne sa. Adentina onyankopon e kan ni bebre e wo Bible mu. Abusia, the Bible talks about a lot of things. But where he gives us the order to do it, it means that naturally, as human beings, we will not do it. And it enka ekayem pesa yen say ye nipan kwadia. And yen kadikun yen ye. No nyankupon nim woni nyan samu se e ye din ma yen se sadye ni yen yentino. And itina o yenu o se emma yen se yen yenisa. Hallelujah. O tria katira omayen o se se. It is a law to God that stay away from sin. Because left to us alone, we will swim in the bucket of sin every single day. Hallelujah. But onyamin himself, dimayentino, wayen mra amayen. Sana give him sutye. Onyamin himself. Yen search ya dini. Se nipa, hallelujah. We are selfish and stingy. So giving is so hard for us as human beings. That is why he has made it a law for us, or made it a commandment for us to give. And yes, sir, and katayti asem. Enka ni problem. Enka offering, we don't have problem. Nanso obiatna safi mu for years. Obiatna Christo mu for years. But yet, fighting the idea of tithe. Why? Because naturally, as human beings, giving is difficult for us. Giving is not only the finances, not only money. I'm talking about money when I spoke about our tithe. But giving our time, giving our resources, giving our talent, giving our all is very difficult. Enunti, ena, Bible ka se, okunu dawire. Na woyiri enye den emunikunu. Ana, enye sa na Bible kan. That the husband should love the wife, and the wife should what? Respect. Why? It should have been equal. Husband love the wife, wife love the husband. Ana kanye sa. And then husband respect the wife, and wife respect the husband. Sanka, sanka sa. But then you know, see, husband love the wife, and wife respect the husband. Nature says it is difficult for husbands to love the wife. It is easy for wives to love their husbands. It is easy. But mama ya gwinini ya ni amase ni yetienti no adding. Say ye be you or do I di atre. Mikai say ye nyi whilst in school, we say ye obama de wood oba nyin chren bebreu. I heard that a lot. So naturally, as human beings, it is difficult for husbands to love their wives. That's why he made it a law for us in the Bible that we should do that. Under the same circumstances, if the wife, let's say, has a better job than the husband, it is going to be very difficult for the wife to respect the husband. That is why the Bible told the wife to respect your husband. Say, empempen so bin pa o nyame du be dru se won som sika be ya dru se wukuno no buno. That's why the Bible tells us that. So I am making this analogy to let you know that there are certain things that naturally is difficult for us to do. And it's in a Bible, a yeah, or shed near maybe a mayan. And to what kind of Bible now could do by being a radical say, do this and do that and do that as a commandment. The 10th commandment means that naturally it was difficult for us to do those things. That's why he gave us those commandments as a law to us, something that should bind us, something that should force us to do it. Giving is the same. Now let us go to our third Bible reading, John chapter 6, verses 1 to 14, which talks about this wonderful boy whose mother gave him, five loaves of bread and two fishes to, I don't know if it was his lunch. Nakolaba kudi brodonum. Hallelujah. Now kraba kuna wukona abodo enum, five loaves of bread. Any idea man a fish? With 3 a.m. na unya brodo half na unya sadi bi edi shemu anachira se wa lunch no na wa fanisa na udie o ma mi ama o 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish eche se abofra no bobo. Hallelujah. So probably the parent prepared the child not to be hungry and gave the child food. So, a child that has food, naturally, it's difficult for that child to give out the food. It's difficult. I remember those of us who grew in Ghana, we had a game called Chimpe No Chimpe. Hey, be my kai. Papa wa kai. Chimpe No Chimpe. Hey, naturally, say, Adriani no crowan in some no. And we produce a game that will cost you to give. So when you're holding a loaf of bread, somebody will sneak, come behind you and say, chimpe, no chimpe. Chimpe means split it into two. But I have to say no chimpe because when I split it into, you split into two and you give me half, I cannot give you half because I said no chimpe. So before you see the person, if you don't want to split whatever you have in your hands into two, before you see that, hey, no chimpe, no chimpe. Which means I'm in Kwamedia. And it's, oh, my, I'm in my way, I'm in Kwa, now to travel any. Hey, Obi Bana. It got to the point that, I was saying, no chimpe, no abeji, no. Eti ani aminya dua no bi wo ho obi ni ho na ma tiam no chempe. Wow. Hallelujah. Ma tiam no chempe. Uti wa wo obi a mi eh wa wa ti obi a ti sa ma kasa no chempe. Enti obi a ba bi bisa no me ka no chempe, which means I won't give you. Hallelujah. Naturally it was difficult for this boy to get, but he did. When Jesus asked that they should find something for these 5,000 people to eat, he gave. So in this instance, there were three forms of giving. The boy gave to the disciples whatever he had in his hands. The disciples also gave to the people. But the joy is that the people gave back to the disciples more than what they gave. Because the Bible says that after Jesus blessed it, it multiplied so much that they ate and they collected what? 12 baskets full of bread and fish. Hallelujah. Why did they collect it? If the people did not give it back to them, They wouldn't have anything to collect it. Nti kanipa na ye ma omo aduane no aduane ni bu nsu no omo nyina se sadiko ofia nanka disciples nko omo nya bi. If they had taken all the food back home, they wouldn't have the disciples wouldn't have anything to gather back. It means that they also gave back more than what the disciples gave them. That is what the Lord is telling you today, that if you give, you will shine. You will shine because he will give you more. You will shine because he will return whatever you have given unto him in the name of Jesus. He will give you more. He will, if you give him your time, he will give you more time. Hallelujah. Sometimes giving God 1 hour of our time is so difficult. But I'm telling you that if you give God 1 hour of your time, God is going to give you a day of his time. Hallelujah. And what a joy will it be if you have a day of God's time. That day, God will decide to come to you and your household only. So when you minister, ebeba, abusiyan kabaya nesa, hallelujah. And I want to ask you again, what is in your wallet? Amen. The law of harvest applies to our finances. Harvest, it means when you give, you're going to receive back. Etisa wado efuo, abusiyan farming. Giving is like farming. Udia ubecha, hallelujah. Unya dianqua ubecha. Nawenya ubedecha, hallelujah. If you don't sow a seed, udiopa do ado a your friend is saying clear a land of 1,700 acres and make it very nice. Put every soil that you think is the most richest soil on the earth on that land, and leave and go to your house and sleep and see if you will have any harvest. You have prepared the land, you have done everything. Everything is so beautiful, but you did not sow. So do not expect a harvest. Hallelujah. Why you be bia nanso drubra? I was a wee be mao nyamia juma. Drubra was a wee bribi mao nyamia juma. Na ya would ding. Hallelujah. How do you expect a harvest when you have not sown? The law of harvest applies to our finances. Yes, sowing and reaping is part of our giving. Yes, when we sow, we are looking to reap. Ebusia. When we sow, we are looking to reap. The reaping or the law of harvest has three simple ways. Abusia, and no need your problem. Your problem is say, yeah, here, nanka ye disi kani tu mwa, na multiply, na me yi, na me di kofi. Say that, ye timi yane sa, papa, enka ye di offering bowl nubi si ha. And can you pay by banner? Hallelujah. Ebi kosi wagana tienyati. Hallelujah. Me si senyami ni nyan semu and no chile se ya di offering bo be siha. Na udi tumwa na uya na se line bi womana bekwa na usika na multiplier. Me si inke and a drew off in a line no. Obi be kwa koyi ni bank account nya ni 401k e de beba because of percent multiply. We want an instant result. That is our problem. That is the reason why we find it so difficult to sow. That is the reason why we find it so difficult to give, because we want an instant result. But the law of harvest, like I said, is just like farming. It is a wood door for, and yet, Dana would be at the abandoned bestseller form no Sadana and the abandoned Benini. I yet be a cassia Navatiaban. No, it takes time. The seeds need to germinate, It needs water. It needs sunshine. It needs fertilizer. And all those things, gradually. Now, in Rebia Fufu, you go and weed, make sure it. You give all these things and make sure that you get a good harvest. It takes time. Hallelujah. So don't expect to sow a seed and give the next and receive the next day. Hallelujah. I remember sometimes it happens. I want to give a testimony of Kelvin, my son. I remember when Papa Winnie was here and Papa was praying. Yeah, bompai nana papa say, if somebody wants to give $100, yeah, Kelvin so. You know, kitten be all. 80, M's and Nisika, and M's 100 and something. So Kelvin ran to me and said, because he was playing the keyboard, and said, "Daddy, do you think I should give 100? And I said, "Yes." The fact that you left the keyboard, ran to me over there, and told me this means that God has touched your heart to give. This is how we receive blessing from God. So go and give. So then, now I say, "Offeri kakra," and I'm saying, "No, go do it." So then he did. That was Friday night. Just the following day, they went to school. It was Saturday. No more park so. Omu diagra na fe. I say, "Kelvin, you want to make a text message from?" Kezi I said, "Kelvin, phone Ayra." See, "Hey, boy. Hey! Kelvin, phone Ayra." And a park with all these students and all these people, there were a lot of people there. There was no way that he could have found the phone. Somebody would have just taken it. It's an unlocked phone, so somebody would have just taken it. But then I was sleeping. I'm afraid, but I'm not. Kezia Fremino Kaya. Right away, the Spirit of the Lord dropped into my spirit, and I remembered that just the day before, Kelvin gave 100. And I prayed a simple prayer. And I'm saying, "Rade, this is the first time this boy has offered to give money in the church. Nisi kenyina enru 200, Quran was say that, me be 100. And dear Rade, ubehem abofrey fun ayira. That's it." And I slept. Just like 2 hours' time, I had another call from Kezia that the phone has been found. Hallelujah. So when Kelvin came home, I had to explain to him that yes, this is what giving is. This is the result of giving. I had to teach him that. Say, when you give, this is what God does for you. Because remember that it was going to cost us more to buy you a new phone. Cost us about $500 to buy you a new iPhone. So, because you gave to God the day before, the Lord saved you from losing that phone and costing you more money. May the Lord do the same for you in the name of Jesus. My wonderful little children. Hey, you're not little anymore. Yes, Karina is here. She's my baby. If I say little when I go home, I'll be in trouble. But big girls and boys, hallelujah. May the Lord do the same for you. Anytime you give, may the Lord replenish anything that you have given in the name of Jesus. So the law of sowing, sometimes, yes, it's instant, but it is according to the will of God. But in most cases, it takes a while. Hallelujah. So we reap later than we sow. So don't expect to reap right away when you sow. The next one is that definitely the law of harvest implies that we reap more than we sow. Would young kwa would ya bro abba bako for moi? A bro batim bakwa be ebeninu the what do you call it?
a whole corn. Duano crafts and a bro for no cry. Hallelujah. Ebro Duane Sihon and Kasan. You have different about five or six different corns on it. That it's more than just that one seed that you put there. So the law of sowing means that we will reap more than we sow. Nansu aya nyabutrene jamerade, hallelujah. Maybe you gave money, but the Lord will give you more days. Maybe you gave money, but the Lord will give you protection. Leave it unto God what He is going to multiply for you in the name of Jesus. Jamerade, namerade nankasanya den, and shishema. Obriwa, ofriu se, medi thousand abemen yankupon, and intimi hirese menya. 40,000 name dia kotoka afofro then suno nyankopon himself that car will bring you to an accident that will end your life. So God will not do that. God will give you something better. Hallelujah. That is the law. And the last one is that the law of harvest has a relationship with sowing, that we reap proportionally to how we sow. Like I said earlier on, we reap more than we sow, but the third one says we reap proportionally than we sow. Etchra said, the more you give, the more it is going to be multiplied unto you. And into we have our genes, would you bruno bakupena obe dia? There's only going to be one corn, that's it, one tree or my new tree cry, yeah. Yes. One stalk of what? Of corn. But if you sow more, if you plant more seeds, it is going to what? Multiply more. I think I've shared this story here about this school in Georgia, that this wonderful woman started this school where she just decided, went to afford to get some money, and she didn't get the money. So she went to Gerald Ford, and Gerald Ford gave her, just 10 cents. And she used the 10 cents to buy few seeds of, I think it was nuts. Few seeds of to go and plant, because she had the land. And then she didn't get angry when Gerald Ford, who was a millionaire at that time, gave her only 10 cents. Menu mi enwa nka die be din atems adano ka chense wo sika ja wo fiso mu obia enye. But she was not angry. She took the 10 cents and bought some few seeds. She went and planted the seeds, and then the following year the seeds multiplied. She took all the seeds and then went again and planted again. The following year, he got bags of seeds. Planted those bags of seeds again, multiplied, and he used these same students. She was trying to build a school for students. She used these same students to do that. And to the glory of the Lord, it got to a point that she built a wonderful school. And out of that, she went to Gerald Ford and said, come and see what that 10 cents that you gave me have done. So Gerald Ford went and saw the building that she has put on. Right away, Gerald Ford, in those days, I think it was in 1938 or something, in those days, right away, Gerald Ford, your only Ford company, you know, gave him $1 million right away. So he could afford it. But he gave him 10 cents. He gave the woman 10 cents. As I'm speaking to you, the name of the school is Berry's College in Georgia. Martha Berry, that's the name of the woman. Berry's College. Right now, as I'm talking to you, that college has the largest campus in the whole world. And it started with 10 cents, a few seeds that she planted. I pray in the name of Jesus, as I'm bringing my message to an end, that the few that you will give, may the Lord multiply it for you in the name of Jesus. Remember the Bible verse that we read. The Shulamite woman gave to the prophet of God, and out of that she had a son. Not only a son, when we read further, not only a son did she had a son with life, because it got to a point that the son died. But this woman went back to that same prophet that she gave to, and that prophet came back and gave life to that son. May the Lord do the same for you in the name of Jesus. Abusua me se kakra ubedia me urade no onyame mane nye bebrema. Oh, anything that you give unto the Lord, my wonderful, wonderful youth here. Remember, as you are getting to JY and getting on to YPG, to wherever you are going, wherever the Lord will take you in His word, in His church, remember to give your time, remember to give your resources, remember to give your talents, remember to give, and the Lord will multiply your future in the name of Jesus. We thank God for today. If you are ready to give, very, very soon, very, very soon, we are going to have our harvest right there, October 30th. Prepare your heart to give. Prepare your heart to give. Remember, on that day, I'll come and check everybody's wallet. What is in your wallet? Hallelujah. Remember that the more you give, the more God is going to multiply it for you. For that, I know that for sure, because our God will not lie to us. Hallelujah. God is not going to lie to you. He has never lied in His life. He has never lied in anything that He does. And God will not do that. Hallelujah. He's so precious. He's so powerful. He's so strong than that little lie. So He won't do that. Hallelujah. Whatever He has said, whatever He has promised, will surely come to pass. If you believe it, say amen. 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 In the name of Jesus. Memane kwachi kuruane so namaboni di atrama senina o mirani di o medina ase Father, as we prepare to give, let us shine. Father, you have promised us today that a gracious heart, a cheerful giver, will shine. Lord, we are pleased holding you up to your word, that as we prepare to give, today as we prepare to give on the 30th, Father, we want to see that brightness in our lives. We want to see that brightness in the lives of our children. We want to see that brightness in our finances. We want to see that brightness in our ministry. We want to see that brightness, oh God, in our jobs, our businesses, in the name of Jesus. We want to see that brightness, oh God, in our walk with you, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Shout amen because you are going to shine. Scream amen because you are going to shine. It is your moment for you to shine. Scream amen. Shout amen. Praise God and say amen. I am going to shine. My children are going to shine. My church is going to shine. In the name of Jesus. Amen. What is in your wallet?